Product Lifecycle Management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product lifecycle management as the process of facilitating the development, use, and support of products that customers want and need. It helps professionals envision the creation and preservation of product information, both to the customer and along the reverse logistics portion of the supply chain. Product Lifecycle Management, PLM, is a process of managing new product introductions, managing the life cycles of products throughout their phases, and creating and executing end-of-life plans. PLM may feature a sustainability component, especially if products at the end of their lives must or should be reclaimed or recycled. PLM can be managed using software of the same name, or it can be performed using a mix of manual tools and existing systems. In addition to helping manage the product lifecycle for a type of product, PLM software also has tools to help manage the individual life cycle of a unit or a batch. It often includes tools to help planners with product, component, and bill of material versioning, effectivity plans, plans for when to make a particular set of engineering drawings and documents be the official version as of a particular effectivity date, and traceability. PLM software can help track products by production lot numbers or serial numbers all the way to the customer for individual units or batches. This helps enable upgrades, recalls, and reverse logistics for units or batches at any stage of production. PLM from a product and brand management perspective builds off of the product lifecycle stages of introduction, growth, maturity, and decline, but adds sub-steps. Some models also highlight three distinct phases: beginning of life, middle of life, and end of life. Beginning of life includes a new component of research and development plus the introduction stage. The middle of life phase encompasses growth, maturity, and decline. The end of life phase is new to the product life cycle, but implied by it. Exhibit 1-29 shows these phases and lists potential substeps in PLM. Specific substeps may vary. Exhibit 1-29, Product Lifecycle Management. The substeps shown above contain many steps for the beginning of life phase. The middle of life phase shows how the focus area during growth starts by ensuring that manufacturing and distribution are capable and have the capacity for the demand. As the product moves into maturity, this shifts to a focus on how the product is used. The focus then shifts to service as the product enters decline. Decline also features phase-out or end-of-life planning. Actual phase-out ends the decline phase. There may be a mandatory support and service provision period for the expected life of the last product sold or, at a minimum, for the warranty period. The organization may be involved in helping recycle the products at the end of their lives, and this could also include recovering rare or hazardous materials, remanufacturing, repurposing or selling manufacturing equipment, reassessing suppliers, and so on. New product introduction schedules. Developing a new product introduction, NPI schedule involves mapping out and managing the process. This may include using project management. NPI is a component of the development chain, which parallels the supply chain and interacts with it at many points. In addition to NPI, the development chain may include product engineering, make or buy decisions, early supplier involvement, concurrent engineering, strategic sourcing, supplier footprint, and contracting with capable suppliers. Here are some potential phases in NPI or the development chain. Innovation. During this phase, research is conducted. This can include market research, for example, collecting and disseminating customer feedback, competitor scanning, experimentation, and invention. Concept. Research coalesces into a vision of the product/service that is vetted for customer demand and financial promise. Development. Engineering, manufacturing, and other functions may work together to add detail to the concept through a number of iterations. Concurrent engineering or design for manufacturability, logistics, or the environment may be applied to ensure that the product will be cost-effective to source, transform, and fulfill. Prototyping. A working model of the product and related services is developed. A prototype's purposes include proving feasibility and eliciting feedback. A prototype schedule helps manage iterations of the prototype that capture feedback both from the demand side and the supply side. Demand side inputs include focus groups and market-based release deadlines. Supply side inputs include make or buy analysis, supply availability, production feasibility and cost, product architecture, for example, integrated versus modular, scalability and economies of scale plans, and capacity requirements versus current load. Engineering. Engineers develop the product structure and bills of material, including detailed drawings, tolerances, level of modularity, and manufacturing requirements. A document management system can be used to help manage configuration, versions, and collaboration efforts. Supply. Supply requirements are developed, capable suppliers are identified, and the supply footprint is mapped out. It is important at this point to review supply constraints that may impact the NPI schedule. In addition to finding capable suppliers fast enough, another supply constraint is lead time versus cost, which can be significant due to global sourcing. This differs by product type. Innovative products typically require compressed timelines to shorten time to market. Functional products tend to have low margins, making cost the primary factor. Manufacturing. While manufacturing is listed in Exhibit 1-29 as a middle-of-life activity, clearly manufacturing capability and capacity need to be developed earlier, at least to the degree needed for the first plant phase of demand. The manufacturing choices are also determined. Future demand growth may later require more investments in capacity and throughput. Launch. Marketing and sales launch the product and foster awareness of it. Note the mention above of innovative versus functional products. Different sorts of products will require different NPI frequencies and different supply chain strategies to make them work, as discussed more next. NPI frequency versus demand uncertainty. New products occupy a spectrum from innovative products at one end to functional products at the other end. Designing and managing the supply chain cites an article by Marshall Fisher, who coined the term technology clock speed. Clock speed is the rate of technology change for the given industry, market, or product. Clock speed strongly influences the duration of the product lifecycle. Innovative products have fast technology clock speeds and lifecycles, while functional products have slow technology clock speeds and lifecycles. Fast clock speeds require compressed NPI schedules. The product design strategy and the supply chain strategy need to align with the type of product being developed. For example, organizations that have a strategic focus on innovation as their basis of competition may have one supply chain specifically dedicated to new product introductions and a different supply chain for established products. They will also need to ensure that new products are designed for the supply chain, in part by collaborating with suppliers, so speed, dependability, or cost objectives can be met. An important supply chain factor to consider is demand uncertainty. Items with low demand uncertainty can be pushed out to the market because there is steady demand. Items with high demand uncertainty should move more toward a pull model so that only what is demanded is produced. Exhibit 1-30 compares NPI frequency to demand uncertainty, which results in four quadrants of product types. Exhibit 1-30, NPI frequency versus demand uncertainty. As shown in the graphic, the four categories of products are as follows. Unstable demand, low clock speed. The life cycle for the products is long, and the products can have an integral design, not modular. The products can be pushed to a certain point, for example, components produced based on a demand forecast, and then demand pull can take over, for example, final assembly in response to actual customer orders. This could occur by centralizing inventory and drop shipping, for example. Unstable demand, high clock speed. Due to the high rate of change and short life cycles, manufacturing uses pull manufacturing, for example, make to order, and highlights responsiveness over cost. Modular designs, short lead times, maintaining excess capacity, and dynamic market pricing can help ensure that supply can quickly respond to changing demands. Stable demand, low clock speed. These are staple items that have low margins and need to be produced economically and create high turnover to ensure profitability. Since these are make-to-stock items, they can have an integral design. Stable demand, high clock speed. There are few finished goods in this category, but many types of components fit in this area if enough buyers exist to keep demand stable. Due to the short product life cycles, modular designs enable variations on products, and as NPI occurs, portions of the product or component that don't need to change might be able to be used in the new version. Push manufacturing and supply chain efficiency help ensure profitability.